This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
The song playing in the background, 25K, Pele Machiavelli, right? And as promised, right now I'm joined on the line by one of the most sought-after rappers, man, in the country right now. He's an award-winning rapper, Pele Machiavelli himself. Adventure Family, help me welcome the one, the only 25K, XA Kila.
Easy.
Bona, man. It's great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for taking your time to join me, my brother.
Nah, it's always a pleasure, my guy.
One time. So, I mean, we know you decided to call yourself 25K because that was the price you wanted to charge artists who would want a beat from you. So I must ask, is there someone you have charged 25K for a beat?
Crazy enough, I didn't even actually pitch my beat to pop. I ended up jumping on my own beat, and that's how I got back into rapping. So when I met Gucci Cook Bill, I just left the beat making alone because that's one of the best producers I've ever met.
So now let's take it back, right, to grade 10 when you started rapping. I mean, you rapped to DJ Khaled's I'm On One instrumental, right? Was it at that point when you realized that this is the way for you to go? And, I mean, you will one day be an award-winning rapper working alongside industry giants, maybe?
Yeah, for sure. Because the thing about that remix to that song, my own rendition to it kind of went viral in the school I was going to. So one of the homies I was in class with was a part of the people that were in charge of putting together the school's talent show.
So he
thought it would be a cool thing for me to take part in the talent show. And when I performed the song for the teacher who was doing the auditions at the time, the reaction from the other students who were present kind of let me know that now I actually need to enter the talent show. And then I was the closing act and I performed the song. And he just came with like a whole lot of like popularity and people acknowledging that, yo, this guy is actually a good artist.
Yo, that is so dope, man. That is so dope. And if, I mean, we're keeping it 100, Kila, I mean, the hip-hop scene in our country is not very friendly to newbies and upcoming rappers. But I need to find out, I need to ask you, man, what kept you going when you were still on the come-up?
Well, to me, I've been a fan of hip-hop for the longest time. So me putting out music, I kind of felt like I'm not getting the reception that I'm getting from the people. And I felt like I had a lot of work to do in terms of getting my music out there. Because as I was growing up in the love of like hip-hop music, or just hip-hop as a culture, I sort of realized like down the line that to make it in this industry, you really need to be different. Because like to rap is a skill, and I feel like everybody could rap. And I just felt like myself is different. So for me, working on myself at that time, I just knew that I can't really get discouraged if I put a song out and maybe I get 1,000 plays. I need to keep going until I get that song that makes a difference, like makes a difference in my life. And crazy enough, that song happened to be Culture Vulture. Like, that's when I knew that, you know, actually this thing might actually work out. I had guys like Pori calling me. I had AKA FaceTime me. Putting me on his like show called AKA Orchestra on the Square, and a whole lot of cosigns from like Ricky Rick, Casper. So at that time, I think that was the confirmation that I needed to know that I'm actually doing the right thing. And ever since then, I've been learning a lot from the OGs, like more personally now than it would have been studying them on the internet. So. I think it's a matter of like the right timing.
No, most definitely. And speaking of Culture Vulture, man, I mean, that song, that track, that masterpiece, I mean, it drops, right? And everyone now wants a piece of 25K. As you hear, people are calling you, I'm sure verses are requested left, right, and center. But how did it feel, man, when things started aligning for you? And what's the one lesson you've picked up, you know, in the industry that you'd like to share maybe with the young and the upcoming?
Okay, so my two cents on this is that specific song, like, I feel like it really started a wave in terms of, like, Pretoria rap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not really the first rapper to rap in the neck, but I feel like I'm the first rapper to take it on a mass, you know, scale in terms of the young kids. Like, there were OGs who've done it before, like I'm a Black Lance, the Cat CD Records guys, and
yes,
a bunch of whole other dope rappers that came out of Pretoria. But we always had that stigma of, like, when you rap in Spitori, you only become big in, like, your hometown.
Yeah, most definitely.
So for me to see that song crossing over to, like, Joburg, people in KZN who don't even know how to speak Spitori, like, kind of changed my perspective in terms of how I view rapping in the neck. And yeah, I feel like I've learned a lot throughout my years when I was coming up, that it had made sense for me to put out music after having that knowledge. And nowadays, all the young are coming up from PTA, they really look up to me. And in whatever way I can help, like, even if it's just doing a verse for the kids, like, I'm always availing myself for that, because I know how special it was, me getting a verse from, like, AKA, and, like, doing all these features where your favorite artist is picking up the phone to call you to be like, can you jump on this song? So to encourage the kids coming up, I'd say, like, just be you and, like, tell your story. Don't tell someone else's story. Because I feel like a kid from any township has a lot to talk about, because we actually deal with a lot as a society. And rap is just those art forms that help us get through in difficult times.
Oh, man.
Also motivate people, yeah.
Nah, most deaf. Nah, so profound. Thank you so much for that, my brother. So let's speak about your recent project, man. I mean, you recently dropped something special alongside Marcus Harvey. Let's talk about that, man. What does this song mean for you, and what are you trying to say to the listener?
I feel like this song really represents where I'm at right now in my career in terms of the music that I make, because this song follows up to Head of Gold with a close friend of mine, Matlera Dope Boy. As the second single to my sophomore album. And this song is really, like, I don't know, for those people who've been, like, fans of 25K, they really know me off of rapping, like, street culture and trap. So a song like this, shout out to Marcus Harvey, because he's the guy who actually helped me, like, gravitate towards this type of sound and to actually end up having to put the song on my album. But the song is really about being caught up chasing your passion and balancing that with your, I'd say, like, your relationships with people. And specifically for this song, I'm talking about, like, a romantic relationship that's kind of conflicted, because now it kind of feels like I'm more in love with the music. And balancing the two can be crazy, because I feel like as artists, we really, really, from a, like, the time you start making music, you just start falling in love with the music, and you get fully caught up in taking your passion, like, in terms of getting better or, like, succeeding or doing more, that people in your life sort of feel like now there's no time for them in your life. But you really trying to balance the two, because I'm really making music to firstly make a difference in another South African kid's life who's coming up. You don't really need to be a rapper, but also for my family, because I feel like it's a blessing to make a living off of something that's, like, God gave it.
No, that's true. That's true, man. I mean,
so that's why I call the song Something Special.
Something Special. All right.
No,
I hear you. Speaking of the future, let's speak of the future now. Can we expect, you know, a body of work from you soon, an EP or an album?
A full-length album.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And Two-Headed Goat and Something Special being the two singles coming from my album, but I feel like these two songs just give you a hint of what's to come, but it doesn't really summarize what the album is about. Kind of crazy. It took up 2 years of my life to put together this album because I feel like Pele Makaveli was already classified a classic, like,
yeah, no,
as a debut. So following up something that did so well, I really had to like take time with it and not rush and give people something that they wouldn't really appreciate for the longest time. I feel like my music really stands the test of time, and this album will really prove that statement.
Most deaf, man. 25K, before I let you go, what would you like to say to your fans in Limpopo tuned in right now?
Yo, it's always love when I touch down that side, I won't lie. Majority of the shows I'm doing, my father's side of my family is actually from Limpopo. I don't know, I just feel like that's my second home because my mom is from Lesotho. So that kind of sums up my, like, both of my parents, like me having a huge amount of listeners in the Free State, Northwest, and a large amount of listeners from like Limpopo, Polokwane. I feel like that's me in a nutshell. Yeah. And I feel like, yeah, I always appreciate the love when it comes from places that have sentimental value to me. But like, I really love doing shows 100%. In Limpopo, like for real.
A big shout out to you, my brother. Thank you so much once again for taking your time to come and join us on the show.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.